Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. We've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and most of our business comes from referrals. Why? Because we make it so easy. Tight timeline? No problem. Groomsmen scattered all over? We got you. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Come see me at Knicks Menswear, and let's make this the easiest win for your wedding planning. Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, Washington and Dallas Sunday. Keys to a win over the Cowboys. Before I get to the keys, these season finales in the NFL where one team has nothing to play for and the other team has something to play for, in Washington's case, a six seed and a trip to, you know, more likely than not Tampa Bay, but maybe L.A. versus a trip to Philadelphia next week. But also in Washington's case, it's not a win-or-go-home game. You know, they've already clinched a playoff berth, so there will be some hesitation in playing anyone who is even slightly less than 100%. We're clearly not going to see, I don't think, Biotish or Lattimore on Sunday, and we may not see others. But it's just so much easier, you know, during the course of September, October, November, and December to think about these games where, you know, both teams, but really both organizations, you know, because some of these decisions end up being organizational decisions in the final week of a season, where everybody's on the same page, where they all have the same big picture, high level incentive, which is to win the game at any cost. Dallas may start Trey Lance, which changes the way you look at this game entirely. You know, a totally different quarterback than Cooper Rush. Rush, by the way, may sit because he's got some big incentives that he could hit by playing in this game on Sunday, and this is a shot for them to look a little bit more at Trey Lance. But with all that understood, the difficulty of, you know, looking at a game like this one, Detroit-Minnesota Sunday night, easy to evaluate. Both teams are playing for a division title and a one seed. You know, these are the games, the Washington-Dallas game Sunday, and there are a lot of them like this on Sunday that are just kind of hard to analyze because you just don't know what the motivation is and you don't know ultimately who will play or who will play the most snaps. I think Dallas has played not only really hard over the last month and a half, they've played well. You know, they've won four out of their last six games. They should have beaten Cincinnati if they didn't try to pick up that blocked punt at the end of the game. Even last week in Philadelphia, trust me, because I went back and watched just the condensed version of the first half of this game. The final score was 41-7. I understand a 34-point win is a 34-point win. But it wasn't that the Cowboys didn't post, that they didn't give effort. They did. Philly's just much better. And really, it was the combination of the Eagles' defense and some self-destruction by Dallas offensively that doomed them. Dallas moved the ball against Philly's defense over and over again, the majority of the game, but they turned the ball over four times. and missed a field goal. Remember, they missed two field goals in Landover and won the game. Not only did they miss two field goals, remember, on that November day, they fumbled and they snapped the ball over the quarterback's head. That was all in the first half. You know, and it was 3-3 at halftime, and they ended up losing that game to Dallas. Dallas, remember again, in the first half against us, two missed field goals, a fumble, and a snap ball over the quarterback's head, and it was 3-3. They had four turnovers, three of them in the first half against Philly, and they were down 24-7 at halftime. So, look, Sunday, if Dallas comes to play like they have been over the last month, month and a half, you know, it's really since the Washington game, I wouldn't be surprised if this game is close. If Cooper Rush plays, if Dowdle plays, if they're trying to win the game, I would not be surprised if this is a very competitive game. They legitimately owned the football in the first half against the Eagles last week. They were 5-for-8 on third down. It was just the turnovers in the midst of some longer drives that cost them dearly. Rico Dowdle went for 100-plus yards again. Four out of the last five games, Dowdle has rushed for over 100 yards. So that's where you start. It's almost now on repeat for me in terms of the keys to win against any opponent. Washington beats Dallas on Sunday if, number one, they stop the run.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They just haven't been a good run-stopping team. They're 30th in the league in average yards per carry against. They're giving up the third most yards per carry of any defense in the NFL. Last week, the number one reason Atlanta took a 10-point lead to the break, and it should have been more, was Washington could not stop the run. You know, Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier averaged 6.3 yards per carry in that first half. This is a load-the-box-to-stop-Dowdle situation, and let Rush or Lance beat you. Keep in mind, Lance would be more involved in the run game. Rush has zero involvement in the run game. But if you let Rico Dowdle go for, 110 yards on 23 carries, and, and he's basically the only person offensively you have to worry about, because CeeDee Lamb's out, if you guys didn't know that already. If he ends up averaging over 4 yards a carry or 4.5 yards per carry without a true pass threat, or a pass receiver threat, then the red flag that is defense and run stopping becomes even a bigger red flag heading into next week against Bucky Irving in Tampa Bay or against the Rams. Number one, you just got to stop the run. I mean, commit everybody. They've done it. We've seen it over and over again. I would love to know if there's a stat out there in the second half of this season about defenses playing heavy boxes, Denton. I don't know what Washington's got to be up there. I mean, going back to the Baltimore game, they loaded it with 8 in the box. They've done that against every team that they thought had the ability to run the football against them. They'll do it again Sunday. I mean, there's no reason not to do it. I mean, Cooper Rush with a run game isn't the worst quarterback in the league, and he's proven that here recently. Number two, you got to win at the line of scrimmage. You got your ass kicked in the last game at the line of scrimmage. That's really where the game was lost. Other than Jaden, they couldn't run the football against Dallas. And we've seen that, you know, play out here recently, right? Their best runs in that first game against the Cowboys were basically read option style plays in which Jaden didn't keep it. Like McNichols had a big run, but they had so many 0, 2 yard, 1 yard, 2 yard, 3 yard runs and lost yardage runs. And they got beat up in the interior in that game. Jaden, when he dropped back, play action and otherwise, was pressured quickly. So the line of scrimmage, especially offense versus Dallas's defense, matters a lot. But, you know, defensively against Dallas in that first game, again, will they have Cooper Rush? They didn't have. They won't have CeeDee Lamb, who will be playing. I mean, their ability to run the ball, Dowdle had his second best game of the year in the moment, was you know, and their ability to stay balanced gave Cooper Rush solid protection in the play action game and in the boot game. Dallas won the line of scrimmage on that in that first game. More so on defense against Washington's offensive line, but it was really the first alarming offensive line day and non, you know, ability to run the football day of the season. So the line of scrimmage, you know, always crucial, will be crucial in this game. Third, Washington beats Dallas. They got to play a clean game Sunday, man. They have not played clean games. You know, 5 turnovers against Philly and they won. 13 penalties against Atlanta and they won. They had a special teams disaster, if you recall, against Dallas the first time. Remember, they blocked a field goal and blocked a punt in that game, and yet it was one of the worst special teams days in memory. You know, even before Kevontae Turpin returned the kickoff for a touchdown, he had a 38-yard return. He had another 31-yard return. You know, we had the missed field goals. We had the missed extra point situation. We had another, you know, kickoff return. It was a disaster. You got to play a clean game going into the postseason. It's been since that Tennessee game that they have played a clean football game. It's amazing, really, that they've won 2 games in a row in which they lost the turnover battle -4 against Philly, and they had 13 penalties for over 100 yards against the Falcons. Got to play a clean game in this one. That's pretty much it. Stop the run. Be much better at the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball, than you were the first time, which hopefully will allow you to run the football with more than just your quarterback. Wouldn't it be nice if we don't have to see Jaden run the ball 16 times? How about let's not have him run it 8 times? We want to keep him healthy. See if we can get a big day from Brian Robinson Jr. or from Rodriguez or from McNichols. I don't know if Eckler's going to play. It sounds like he might play a little bit. But that's kind of it, man. If you stop the run Sunday and you force Rush or Lance to beat you with their arm, with the receivers they have, you better have a much better defensive result than you've had in recent games. Predictions next hour. Doug Kammerer next.